Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Minneapolis, St. Paul, get ready, it's time for some
Monstrous Radio.
Okay. So, all right, y'all, welcome to another edition. It's another edition. We know y'all can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me, DJ E Monster, and Miss Unbelievable. And we show appreciate you for another edition of Takeover Tuesday, the only night of the week where you can call in to the radio station and take over the show. You can talk about what you want to talk about. Talk about yourself, your auntie, your cousin. You want to put somebody on blast. You can pick whatever night you want it to be. Wet Wednesday, Comic Cafe, Friday Night Live. It don't matter. Tonight is y'all's night. So all you got to do is hit those numbers, 424-243-9649. Press 1 if you're monstrous, though, and then you can get through and take over the show. So let's go over here and say what's up to the lady of the night. What's up? That didn't even sound right. That sounded like you're selling something. Miss Unbelievable, how you feeling, mama? Hello.
For real? But she good. The queen is good, yes. And I am selling some. I'm selling the unbelievableness that you can get nowhere else but right here, Miss Unbelievable. Yes.
Right. The unbelievable.
All that
sunshine
and some. The unbelievableness. I can sprinkle it on and you'll be like, ooh, 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 ooh. You better level up. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah.
See, now you're putting it on too thick. It is what it is. So,
ooh, don't hate it because you can't be Miss Unbelievable. Stop playing.
What we got going on tonight, later, I know we got the weather. We know we got that one. But what else we got coming up tonight on Takeover Tuesday until somebody take over the show?
We got Who's Bumma Who, Who's Getting Fat, you know, the gossip lifestyle, you know, and it's just not Hollywood. I think we're taking it global now. We're getting you in with a little bit of everything. We're mixing it up for you to be informed. And, you know, we got a topic tonight. You want to tell them what the topic is? Because I do believe it was off of your page that it came from. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the topic tonight is going to be about, you know, you got to keep your personal lifestyle separate from your business lifestyle. Or you're basically your business life from your personal life. You got to keep them separate. If you can do that, if you can master that, you'll go further places than you would if you cannot master keeping your personal business life and your business life separated. So that's the topic that we're going to talk about amongst the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We got the weather report coming up. We got Jazzy B. She just tuned in. So, yeah, let's just go ahead and get into it. So, all right, y'all, another thing we're going to talk about tonight, I got to keep telling you guys about London and what the whole thing is about, because everybody keeps asking me, what was it like? How was the people? What was the food? All those things. So we're going to break down maybe one or two things tonight about London, and I'm going to give y'all the scoop. And it's unbelievable. She's going to break me down and see what's going on. I'm pretty sure Jazzy got some questions for me, too. So all right, so for right now, let's go ahead and jump into the guy that actually got me over there in London. Let's jump into some of his music right quick on a Takeover Tuesday. I'm a Takeover, and I'm a play him. This right here is Senna, S-R-E. That's how you can find him on all social media. Senna, S-R-E. This is called Succumbing Is Not Acceptable on a Takeover Tuesday. I hope y'all ready. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause we live, y'all. We live. Take over Tuesday. Huh. Let's get it. Let's go.
Something is not acceptable. Good looking for this, Russ. I ain't gonna take too much time with the intro. Let's get right into it. Let's go. Now I got it all together, here's my masterpiece. I guess I'm supposed to tell y'all niggas this is for the streets. So maybe I'm supposed to give you fucks my life speech. But I figured, nah, fuck it, I'ma beat this beat. And now I got the streets buzzing, who the fuck is he? But the question should be like, who the fuck is we? I'm on my French shit, I French, get the French bitch. Lean her on the bedpost, hit pour syrup on the back, I call that French toast. Let me be clear, I give a fuck about your top 10 list of who you feel I'm better than. Plus I'm not a role model, don't follow him. There is no bright light at the end, like halogen. I got plans to go to hell, I booked a suite and all. And for the room with my name, it says he does it all. I push people off the ledge just to watch them fall. To me, that's more fun than to spray them like armor wall. And don't view me as shit, I'm a man first. And I just came to shake the game like my hand hurts. Bob told me to explode, I told him light me first. So I can grab y'all attention like fireworks. I was born to be a saint, but turned into sinning. Ended up doing both, so I'm by winning. Say a prayer before I bring a nigga to his ending. Now pay attention, I'ma start from the beginning. Sinner.
Yeah, that's Sinner SRE. Make sure you check him out. He has like a daily post. He's got all kinds of interesting things on his page. Find him on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So, all right, check it out. I got up next, and we're going to open up the lines, and we're going to see what the weather report's all about. But this right here is a song that he did on tour over there in London, and they loved it. This right here is called I'm a Sinner. Now, his name, Sinner, means the coming is not acceptable. So if you ain't falling for that bullshit by fashion or creed, this is the song for you. Monsters Radio Live, take over Tuesday. Call us up. You know the number. You did.
First off, I don't care what you people say. Never follow rules. I'm a trendsetter anyway. Okay, I march to the beat of my own drum. They say I need rules in my life. Well, I got some. That's one. Kill the competition. Two. Be a loyal dog. Three. And if they snitching on your man, send them to the morgue. Four. When you party, go hard till you hit the floor. Five. If you didn't see me do it, what the hell you asking for? Welcome to my world. S-I-N-A. Sinner is the name. Bear witness to a new day. No usher, but I do things my way. When they question you, all you gotta do is simply say it. I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. And when you say that I'm a sinner, doesn't mean it is bad. It just means you do you and choose to walk down your own path. I mean, the normal life, I tried it. But some people kept my name in their mouth like, tried it. So I brushed them off, flipped them off, turned the key on the bike and let them taste exhaust. Man, it happened so quick, like, think fast. This rap game is trash, so I went and got a pen in the past. And I put my life in it, there's pain in every sentence. So I went and got the wheel of some tools to reinvent it. Yeah, I'm just venting, excuse me for a minute. If it seems I don't care about your life and who's in it, I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what?
And you can watch the star rise like cooked fries. The only questions that I want to hear is what size? Or what color? Or where do you want to shit to? Or if you don't like this, sir, will this suit you? I'ma make this game crazy like Cuckoo. And watch these labels try to snatch me up like bees
like
do. I'm telling you, only do what you say. And when they ask why, I tell them,
I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
Yeah. The coming is not acceptable. You don't fold to nothing, you just do you. That's what it means. I'm a sinner. How about you?
Yeah. He really went in on that song, y'all. I'm just saying. And hearing the crowd roar, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. Yes, yes, I'm a sinner. It was just epic. It just was epic. I see you over there, Jazzy. I'll wait for you to push one. You might got some things going on in your background. But I am unbelievable. What we got going on for this Monstrous Radio Weather Report, our global edition.
Okay, so I'm going to do the feels like instead of the real temp because, you know, the feel is the real. So in Minneapolis, it's 76. In London, it's drizzling. It's 58. In Paris, it's 66. In New York, it's 80. In Dallas, it's 79. In San Juan, it's 90. In Phoenix, it's 106. In Los Angeles, it's 82. And our sister station with Jazzy, I do believe she's on, but they saying it's 86. And there you have the weather around the world by Miss Unbelievable.
Right. The Shakespeare edition. Yeah, it is. You had all super drama in there.
Stop hating. I get paid for this. You know, my food stamps is trying to run out, so I got to make sure I'm getting paid for this. You know what I'm saying? I got to make it exciting. You know, make my food stamps work for me. Stop playing.
Right. Okay. I can't
I took
be
the
mad
job
at you
from
then.
The dude.
I can't be mad at you. So, all right. We're going to jump back into our breathers. Matter of fact, on Takeover Tuesdays, I really like to play artists that, you know, we have interviewed and a couple, you know, guaranteed hitters around here. So I do got one that I do want to play. We did an interview with him, I believe, wasn't it just this past Tuesday night? Or was it last Tuesday? I believe it was, no, tonight is Tuesday. Oh, my goodness. Last Tuesday. We interviewed him last Tuesday. Takeover Tuesday. This is Triple Double. I'm just going to play his music before I embarrass myself anymore. It is what it is. Live, radio, whatever you want to call it, anything can happen. I'm just saying. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Is this a Double Double?
Triple Double.
Triple Double. Oh, I like this song. Hey, it gets me moving my shoulders. Like, hey. Okay.
Praise the Lord, I made it out the struggle. I picked my family up with all the muscle. Yeah, they took the boy right out the jungle, but you could never take away my hustle. Walking through the rain and all the puddles, said I ain't going back like a rebuttal. I picked myself right up out the rubble, and now I'm steady balling triple double. Yeah. Hey, now I'm steady balling triple double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Hey, now I'm steady balling triple double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Yeah. And I gotta get it by any means. Rest in peace to all my enemies, cause I'm steady moving on the bigger things. I had to get it for nothing, homie, just take a look at all my history. Now I walk in the mall and ball out, got me feeling like 23. I've got struggles in my memories, now I'm ripping up all of my denim jeans. Everybody used to pick on the kid, now I am the man of the century. I really coming from nowhere, homie, just take a look at what it did to me. Now everybody that used to talk, steady dying off like the Kennedys. Whoa. I swear to God, it's not a single person worthy of my throne. Real talk. I had to make it by myself, homie, I was all alone. Now everybody tryna hit up my phone. I swear to God, I'm an introvert, I'm not tryna throw nobody a bone. Like, yeah. Hey, now I'm steady balling triple double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be tryna hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, and I ain't finna leave, that's on my mama. They be steady hoping that I fumble, so I'ma take them out just like the garbage. I ain't had it easy, I would struggle. Even to this day, they sleeping on us, but I told my dad that we gon' make it out, and I ain't going back on a promise. I told my little brother that I got it, so I ain't slowing down, I'ma stack us. We be moving up on steady packs. I ain't even used to have a mattress. I ain't have a penny, I was broke. Nowadays, they trying to catch me lacking. Someone tell these haters that I got it. Run up on me if you want the static. Run up on me if you want the smoke. Body bag, I carry free loads. Wild boy, I feel like Steve-O. I ain't taking nothing back like Repo. Easy shots, I feel like free throws. Chat town, learn the lingo. I got many alter egos. I run the block, I feel like Rico. Yeah. Now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, Monsters Radio Live. Takeover Tuesday. Let me see, who else can I find over here to spin for y'all that we did an interview with? Let me see. Do I still got some Young Nook over here? I think Young Nook will go real nice right now. Let me see. First of all, I got to figure out how we spell a Young over here. That's the first part. So let's see, he should be right about here. Here he goes. Young Nook did the interview with him and Little Flip. Matter of fact, here's a track with both of them on it. This is called Fuck It Up. This is featuring Little Flip. This is Young Nook. We did an interview with both of them right here on Monsters Radio Live. Make sure y'all go to monsterusradio.com. You can go back to the blog talk and you can find all the interviews. They're all archived. They're available 24/7. 365.
Hey, Flip.
So this is Young Nook and Flip, Lil Flip, Monsters Radio Live.
To the way. Niggas gotta feel away, man, that shit too deep. I've been pouring up with Flip for the last 2 weeks. We was smoking in the Phantom, nigga, all on the Snapchat. Couple hours later, got a follow from Cashback. It was moments like this, I just knew it was coming. Long nights in the trap, whole community jumping. I be fucking with some niggas who turn nothing to something. I be fucking with some bitches that wouldn't fuck what you pay. If you real, as you say, you was, I'm truly amazed. Know a girl out in Cali trying to do VMAs. I remember leaving jail, dropping random UAs. Now I book a random flight for a couple of days. I can show you how to get it in a couple of ways. I ain't worried about a motherfucker stuck in their ways, cause I'm trying to see the world and they stuck in the maze. Put your feelings to the side, cause that bag I'ma chase, nigga. My next one better than my last one. I finesse the whole game with passion. Young nigga do it like a best. Whole team got it for the next run. I can take a girl for a test run. I'ma fuck it up when the check comes. I'ma fuck it up when the check comes. I'ma fuck it up when the check comes. My next one better than my last one. I finesse the whole game with passion. Young nigga do it like the best, Whole team got it for the next run. I can take a girl for a test run. I'ma fuck it up when a check comes. I'ma fuck it up when a check I'ma fuck it up when a check comes.
These new rappers whack, man. I'm hella dope. It's stars in my roof. Go get your telescope. I bet you broke. I just met another plug from Mexico. I stretch the coke. I bench press the weight. This shit is flexible. And 10 times out of 10, I'ma have that thing on me. And you know what the fuck gon' happen if you swing on me. If you hide behind your Twitter avatar, you a hoe to me. You shined a little bit, but I got that Bruce Leroy glow to me. Am I my brother's keeper, nigga? Yes, I am. I flip another brick and split it with the fam. Danger, all I see is danger. I can Long Ranger or I can Danny Angel. What the fuck? Every time you see me, I'm gon' have my double cup. My plate say, kiss my ass, gon' fuck her up. I made the black print to this ballin' shit. I'm Cujo on these hoes, now watch me dog a bitch.
Root. My next one better than my last one.
Yeah, my last one.
I finesse the whole game with passion.
Yeah, right.
Young nigga do it like the best.
Like the best, done.
Whole team got it for the next
for
run.
For the next run.
I can take your girl for a test run. I'ma fuck it up when the check comes.
When the check comes.
I'ma fuck it up when the check comes. I'ma fuck it up when the check comes. My next one better than my last one.
Yeah, my last one.
I finesse the whole game with passion.
Passion.
Young niggas do it like the best.
Like the best,
Whole team got it for the next
run. For the next run.
I can take your girl for a test run. I'ma fuck it up when the check. When the check.
All right. So that's Young Nook and Lil Flip. Matter of fact, I think the last one we did with Lil Flip, I think that was his second interview. I think we actually did two interviews with Lil Flip. So that's kind of big around here. You did. So make sure you check both of them out, Young Nook and Lil Flip. They both got new albums out, and they're bumping. And if I remember correctly, Lil Flip, he does paintings as well. So if you're really into that type of things and you into having the lavish things, have you a Lil Flip painting on your wall. I can't afford one, but I'm just saying, get you a Lil Flip painting on your wall. So I, Miss Unbelievable, with jumping into another part of our show. what we got on this, who's bumping who and who's getting fat. You know what? We're just going to do it the right way. This ain't FM radio yet. We're getting into the who's fucking who and who's getting fat. That's how we say it around here. So I, what's the scoop for tonight in the gossip entertainment lifestyle?
Okay. Here we go. All right, so 2 Chainz is bringing Pink Trap House back. But it's not as you think, y'all. It ain't the Trap House. It's going to be a haunted mansion. So all you people who like the boo-boo scary in Atlanta, rapper 2 Chainz Pink Trap House is making a comeback. It's going to be scarier, 13 stories. And it's going to be the first Black Atlanta hip-hop haunted house attraction. So if y'all want to be scared, see the Pink Trap House resurrected and experience a new nightmarish entertainment as the iconic Pink Trap House becomes the Booby Kitty place.
Okay, now you did
that
say the
attraction is $15. Hold on, I ain't done. Hey, to get in is $15. And it's going to promote his album, Girls Like Trap Music. Okay, now go.
Called the Pink Trap House.
The Haunted Pink Trap House.
Okay. 2 things. One, a lot of motherfuckers going to be mad because they're going to think it's a whole different trap house. They're going to be, hey, where's the, you dig? And number 2, is that really the best name you can come up with? Don't get me twisted. If I was in town, I'd pay my $15. I'm going. 2 Chainz, he know how to party. I'm just saying. If you ain't never partied with 2 Chainz, my man gets it in. I'm just saying. But the Haunted Pink Trap House, that sounds like an STD. I'm just saying, hello. Sound like some shit you done got on the road. I'm just saying. Mess with your boy. But okay, the Pink Trap House. That's what's up though. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be off the chain.
It's catchy.
Did it.
It's catchy.
Mm-hmm.
It's catchy. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So just think about it. The Pink Trap House. The pink haunted trap house. So first of all, it's a trap house. Okay, that's woo. And then it's haunted, so I'm thinking hood haunted. Now Boo Boo talking about hood haunted. You know, where Boo Boo James from down the street, you know, got a gun to my boo, I'm going to shoot you. You know, I don't know how haunted it's going to be. You know, Crenshaw going to be up in there. I don't know. I'm just saying. Hopefully it's that haunted where, you know, it ain't got a fabulous. You know, in the Pink Trap House. I'm just saying.
I guess. Well, it's going to be some ghosts jumping out and some pink, muffy, pink, fluffy shit. Some round. Wow. Okay. We're going to have to figure it out. I guess you got to go. Pay your $15. And guess what? And once you go, you can become a correspondent right here on Monstrous Radio, and you can tell us what it's all about. But you better help me get there, because we're going to try to send Jazzy ass there. I hope she ain't scared of haunted houses. And we're going to see what it's like at this 2 Chainz haunted house, pink haunted house. Not an STD, not no brothel. It's an actual haunted house. The pink haunted house. $15. Okay. That's what's up. Like I said, hey, if I was in town, I'm going. Shit, I'm just saying. Pink champagne, I bet it is.
Well,
okay.
You know, maybe we're going to have to send you on as a correspondent down to Atlanta for the haunted house. Maybe we may have to sponsor you for Monsters Radio to go down there and see what it's all about and have to report. And then, you know, be live on set and ask anybody else who goes. Maybe we'll think about that. You know, and if we need some money, we'll do a GoFundMe page. I'm just saying.
Huh? Don't
make sure somebody else can go to the trap house.
Right.
So go from the page for somebody who want to go to the trap house and be like, this is for the people who can't get in and they want to go. Carol Monsters Radio. I'm just saying.
Because
I'm going to the trap house, but I'll chill. I maybe take a picture of everybody, but I ain't going in.
Let me guess. You run the board. You run the radio board.
Oh, I'm scared.
From back at the base. How you gonna be scared to go to a haunted house? Oh, Miss Thuggin' and Buggin'. How you gonna be scared?
Oh no! I never said I was Thuggin' and Buggin'. I always said I was cute and dainty. I'm scared. I ain't going. I'll be like, oh, across the street. No, sir.
Uh-huh.
I don't get caught to nothing.
Sorry.
Just saying. Okay. Oh, what the heck was that, Jacob? Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
So, yeah, something just. Okay. Keisha Cole's man posts video of her that every woman or man was nightmare. She was. Sweet.
What?
And he posted a picture of her laying next to him, sick and snoring. And she woke up, and it was on the shade room, and she was like, no, oh my goodness, why, Lord? Because she's very personal, and she don't like people up in her business.
Why would you do that anyway? I don't know what to say. That's just some sneaky snake type shit. Take a picture while you sleep. Come on, man. I mean, I probably shouldn't say that. You guys see the footage coming up real soon. Usually when I'm on my plane trip, I do all kinds of funny things. And one of the things I do is you better not fall asleep next to me. On the airplane, I'm dead serious. I take video or pictures of you sleep next to me. And I'm sitting there laughing. Get in, and then I post them. I actually post them. Matter of fact, later on in the show, if you remind me, Ms. Unbelievable, I'll tell you a funny story about what happened one time when I posted one of this kid next to me. I'm going to tell you what happened. But we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Let's see. I did have some more music. Oh, yeah, I got a guy I want you guys to check out that I met in London. I'm pretty sure we'll be having an interview coming up with him pretty soon because we got an interview coming up with Senna. He's got the whole, matter of fact, the first trip to the UK went so good. He's been invited back again for another 3 weeks, another round trip, going through London, Paris, Amsterdam, all these other things. And this is one of the guys I believe that's going to be going on this tour with him. A great guy. I actually met him myself. I meant to play his music the other night, but I didn't have it loaded, or somehow I got it loaded somewhere else, but I got it ready for you guys now. So check this guy out right here. He goes by the name of Incredible HTMO. This is called Look at My Life, My. So check him out right now. Takeover Tuesday from the Americas to London. So that's incredible, HTMO. Look at my life, my. I'll have to get all his information for you guys, but he will be doing an interview with us coming up here in the next couple weeks, because I believe he'll be going on that tour with Senna. It's the Takeover or Stop Tour. My bag is called the Stop the Beat Tour 2. So let's see. What else did I have to say on that little piece? Oh, my goodness. I'll be going so fast. And I'd be feeling this so much, I'd just be forgetting some things. I'm pretty sure it'll come back to me. So, all right, so let's see. All right, so don't you have an update on this hurricane that's twisting through the lower half of the United States?
I do.
Talking about how you get all that money for the weather. Come on, man, give us the weather.
1 million people are told to flee the U.S. East Coast. Seriously, there's a pause and I can't hear you. So I'm trying to be like, huh? So if I say, huh, I don't hear you, your microphone's going in and out. With the category for a hurricane rapidly approaching and weather officials issuing a hurricane warning for more than 300 miles of the coastline, more than 1 million people face the choice Tuesday, stay home and take your chances, or drive to the inland. The National Weather Service said Hurricane Florence will bring life-threatening storms, surge and rainfall to the parts of the Carolinas and mid-Atlantic states. Despite mandatory orders in coastal areas of North Carolina and Virginia, many coastal storm winds due to reach the coast of North Carolina and South Carolina. On Thursday morning, the hurricane force waves may be swept around.
To the ceiling.
More money.
I say la boca, let me finish.
More money.
Every day I'm alive, I make a killing.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I swear I'm gonna get it.
Yo quiero dinero.
Yeah, back it up. Holla at that if you acting up. You ain't got that, you can sit with us. Yeah. Sign the frames, make you double take. Man and Andy on a double day. Grand just hit me, said he on the way.
Selena, I backhand a bitch like Serena. We need to rock, run up in your spot, put it to your head like you.
quiero dinero.
Oh my goodness, it's just about like this. Hello?
Oh my goodness, I got myself on mute. That's my bag. That's my bag. Yeah, we back. We back. Both of us are back, I should say. So there's your track. I did spin your track. You heard it, right?
I did, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, okay. Had to get you your Gennaro's. It is. So
yeah,
because
yeah.
You needed something to make you feel good because you keep getting kicked out the system, huh?
I know. They dogging me. That's okay.
Like she having a tender girl's moment. It is what it is. So, all right. Let's see. So, all right. The Monstrous Radio is about exposing new artists. So let me see. Okay, here we go. Here's a new artist. She goes by the name of Duchess. I've seen a couple of her videos. The videos are really nice. I love her aggressiveness. I really don't like to compare artists to people too much, but I want to say, remember how Cardi B came with that strong, aggressive force in the beginning? She kind of has that same strong, aggressive force to me. Now, this is not one of her strong, aggressive songs, but still, she goes in. So check it out, y'all. This is Duchess. This is called Get It On during Sriracha, right here on Monstrous Radio, Takeover Tuesday. She may be doing an interview coming up here real soon. So, yeah, get used to it.
Hey, now, hit us up, 424-239-6649. Press 1 and listen to the new artist. Let's get it. Let's go.
PJ. Big body nigga, get it on. Feel me, shit, put the camera on. Exhale on my medicine, yeah, yeah. Inhale when he put it there. Straight shoot, I don't beat the rain. Free smoke, make a path right here, yeah, yeah. Wrist forward and I'm shut there. Keep quiet and I hold it there. Until we freeze, I'm screaming out here. All the sights on me. Make them wanna me. Make them wanna be, let's go. Did you say he don't suck pussy, eat my nightly, really wanna beef me, bitch, come find me, I ride like a jockey, I'm so cocky, I'm so cocky, when I top it, speakers knocking, when I pop it, yeah, 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 big body nigga, get it on, feel me, shit, get the camera on, exhale on my medicine, yeah, 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 all the sights on me, 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 make them all afraid, afraid. You want it, let's go. Riding it on, on. If you want it. Got a new nigga with some new tricks. And a new ride with some new dick. Booty pop pop. Hydraulic shit. It gon' stop. Give me all I need straight to breakfast. My feet of me caressing it. Tryna see how wet it get. Wetter than the wettest bitch. Turn to a real habit quick. And I told them this cause I know the shit. Hocus pocus shit when I'm throwing it. Stay focused, eyes wide open. He loving the potion, oh shit. Big body nigga, get it on. Feel me, shit, get the camera on. Exhale on my medicine, yeah. Inhale when he put it there. Straight shoot out, don't beat a friend. Free smoke, make a path through, yeah. I don't wanna be a player. Pussy, pussy, life safer. Pussy got too much flavor. Head good, educator. We gon' wake up the neighbors. We gon' turn all of the tables. Cause my loving be fatal. I might just sit on your face. Can you handle all the taste? Cause my time ain't enough for waste. Fucking all over the place. I'm backing up. Doing my thing, not acting up. When we gonna be packing up? Acting up, acting up. Whoa. Big body nigga, get it on. Dream shit, get the camera on. Exhale on my medicine, yeah. Inhale
when he put it there. Straight shooter, I don't beat a friend. Free smoke, make a pet run. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's Duchess right here on the Takeover Tuesday. Monsters Radio Live with an underground artist above ground, and they're making Quakes player. So so let's see what else we got for tonight. Oh, we still got topic to do, don't we? Oops.
We do. But before we get to topic, can I ask you a question?
Oh, snap.
So in London.
Can I get my lawyer first?
No. In London. And you went to the store. Did they have Brother Clarence and Sister Sale there?
Yes, they did have the little Clarence. Clarence was in the building in the back. They did have a little Clarence. They did have hella Sale. Auntie Sale. Yeah. So yeah, they had Clarence racks. They had sales there. Just like any other places, but there were certain things that they didn't have that kind of was weird to me. It is what it is. I thought it was a global thing. Well, I guess I should say their stuff is different. Like, okay, you asked me about that. Say, like, one thing that was different, like, you couldn't just go into any old place and buy Aunt Jemima-style pancakes. You know, I'm talking about some thick, funky pancakes. You can find you some crepes all day. And we in America, we don't eat no crepes. Not like that. I mean, we eat crepes. Crepes is like a dessert to a breakfast or snack or something. You didn't cut them through the mall. We don't eat no crepes for breakfast. What's wrong with y'all? No. Later on in the week, I'll tell you about the one time, the only time I did get me some real authentic pancakes. But yeah, but there's just certain things you couldn't go in and just get like here in America. Like they didn't have all the Pepsis and Crush, all those things. They didn't have those. They had like 7-Up. They did have Pepsi. I can't say I seen a Coca-Cola Classic, but a lot of their stuff was a little different than ours. I'm gonna keep it 100. It was a little different, but we could talk about that more coming up later on in the weeks, because I'm gonna start telling people a lot more, and I'm pretty sure you got a lot of questions for me coming up talking about London and how it went down.
Okay, one more question. Just one more. Okay,
my lawyer said cool. One more.
Okay. So, you know how our nights, you know, when you look up in the sky and they're just beautiful and clear and you got the stars sparkling?
Uh-huh.
Was there the same way? Like, did you feel that in the air?
I honestly have to say, I didn't really get a chance to really look up too much. We were busy moving around so much, going to different events, meeting so many people, whether it was indoor, outdoor. A lot of times it was in the city. You know what I mean? We're spending most of our time in the big city. So anybody who knows, there's a difference from looking in the sky if you're in New York, or we can even say Minneapolis, St. Paul, compared to looking in the sky in Osseo or Rogers. There's a big difference. The city itself is going to light up the sky. So it's a little different. But yeah, we was pretty much busy, so I really couldn't tell you too much on that one. That's a good question. Man, now I'm sitting back. Why didn't I get a chance? But we were so busy, I never got a chance to kick back and just look up at the sky.
Oh, well, when you go back, you may have to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Might have to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So wait. Just one more. And then I'm full. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I just gotta know this. I know. I'm sorry. Just one more. I promise you, this is it. Okay. Did the water taste different, or did you have to drink bottled water? Because, you know, was the water, because I'm a water drinker. I just need to know when I go, you know, what water to drink. You know what I'm saying? Did you have to have bottled water, or was they water good? And then that's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, I have to say, me being the international dude that I want to proclaim myself to be, I've learned no matter where you go, even sometimes in the States, you always get bottled water. I'll tell you why. And if you've been there, then you already know. You're going to clench as soon as I say this. When I went to Mexico, I messed around, yeah, and drank some regular old out the faucet water. I had been drinking. I needed some water. I needed it ASAP, and I took it, and I paid the price for it for the next 2 days. I'm just saying. So at that moment, I learned no matter where I go, I need the bottled water. I don't care how much it costs. It can be the hotel price, $15. I need that. I need the water. Give me the water. So yeah. So I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I failed you on that one too. I ain't drink no tap water.
Okay, well, that's all the questions I have for London today. But just know, you guys, I'll be asking questions all week. So listen for Wet Wet Wednesday because I'm going to get nasty on those questions. And then on Thursday, Comic Cap Pimp going to keep the light. But Friday, I'm about to turn it up. So be there for Friday Night Live. Just saying. Okay, go ahead. Just saying. I got questions.
Okay.
I got questions.
Go ahead. Okay. You know, I don't forgot what we was even going to go with it. Okay.
Question of the day.
Topic of the night, question of the day, is keeping your personal life and your business life separate. Yes. I'm a strong believer in that one. Let me see. I'm not even going to go over here and look at comments because we don't have much time and we know how the comments can go. I'd say one of the main reasons why is because, well, on your personal page, you post a lot of things about your personal life. Things everybody's not supposed to know. Things everybody's not supposed to see. You dig? It's a window, actually, into your home. Think about it. The things that you put out, if you put out your personal business right there, some of these things your neighbors don't even know. But you putting it all out on your social media, whether it be your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, that's a window into your home. Your kids, your dog, your husband, other family members, whatever. And you should keep those things personal. You should keep those things separate. Here's a good example. Like, when you start to get to a higher level in business, they watch for those type of things. Like, if they see you always fighting with your wife, they always see you fighting with your girlfriend, or, you know, you always having problems with this, or always having problems with that, they look at those things. Why? It's a distraction. You can't totally focus on your task at hand. You need to focus on that and be the 110%, whatever, however you want to call it. You need to be all you can be. You need to be Avenger in there. You need to be the Iron Man. But you can't be all that if you're over here distracted. Because when you should be working and focused on the thing, you're calling home, trying to check in, what's going on. You dig? And when you post your personal things on your business page, they see these type of things. And they see these things as a weakness. And it can hurt you, business-wise. It can hurt you. And another thing, say, like, you know, your personal feelings about certain things, like certain people that ask me about certain things, da-da-da-da-da. Now, other than the radio, you know, I say what we say for the radio. It's all for entertainment. But say, like, how I personally feel about Trump, you're not going to see that on my page. You don't want to put your personal type thing. Now, say, like, you get a fan base that, now I'm just speaking hypothetically, but we say you got a fan base that like red-haired women. Now, you come out and say, hey, all red-haired women are hoes. La, 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 la. That's your personal opinion. Now, all the redhead people you had that was following you don't like you no more. It's going to hurt your rating. Your personal opinion should be kept separate from your business. It just is really, that's how I feel about it. I mean, how you feel about what I just said? Am I wrong? Correct me if I'm wrong.
You know, I totally agree. I totally agree. For me personally, I'm the person who keeps, and I live by this post that I saw maybe 5 years ago where it says you keep three things personal: your personal life, your money, your personal life, your relationship, your next move, and how, you know, your money, you know, how you run your business. So I believe in that. Like, on my Facebook page, people who know me knows I don't put nothing personal up on my page. I'll put inspirational. I'll put encouraging. I'll put I love my mommy, you know, stuff like that. But my personal business is my personal business. Business is business. Like, you don't want to mess up your coins. You can't mess up your coins. And putting stuff on your business page can definitely have your boss and people around you look at you crazy. And they're looking at you like, is that how you get down? Is that who you are? Is that your character? And people don't understand, you know, what you put on your page. They take that and be like, your character, your dignity, your integrity, you know, they start judging you off of that. And regardless, if you don't, that's not who you are, that's their perception and that's their assumption. So you have to be very careful, you know, what you put on your page if you don't want someone to assume that's who you are and you don't have time to contradict or tell them that's not who you are, but they already assume that's just who you are. So like you said, if you don't like redheads and you talking bad about them, the next redhead they're gonna slap the hell out you, talk about what's that about. So I just think it's very wise to just keep your personal business your personal, your next move yours, because you're always going to have someone there that's going to try to come behind you and undermine you and do things that you gave them the ammunition to do. So I don't give nobody the gun. I don't give nobody the bullet. I keep all that shit to myself. And that's just how I feel about it.
Right. And you got to think about it, man. Especially if you're working for a company, I mean, they look at it as it like this, you're hurting the brand by, we'll just say hypothetically, if you're heartbroken about something, now you're slandering whoever you're slandering in a fashion that looks very unattractive to a certain brand. Sorry, choking on water. I'm really not.
Wrong pipe.
But I mean, it hurts people's brand. As I choke myself out, I'm trying to catch my breath. See, my mind went into safety and forgot what I was going to say. But you got to keep that shit separated. I'm just saying, you got to keep it separated, especially like you said about your money, all those other things. Those are great examples of things that you should keep to yourself.
Yeah, because you, believe it or not, whatever company you work for, away from that job, you still represent them. You know what I'm saying? So how you're, like, if you keep saying, oh, I work here, and then someone runs into your boss and be like, oh, you know so-and-so? Well, they're like this, or they're like that. Now, you can't use your personal business. Like some companies use their they're not supposed to, but it happens that your personal business crosses over in your regular business. But you are a representative all the time of who you work for. You are. So we don't want to think that we are, but we are. Even with your own business, you're a representative of your own business.
Right. Now, if you work down at the Quickie Mart, they might join in on the conversation if you bashing people. Yeah, fuck that motherfucker. Yeah, he ain't no good. I see him when he came in on Thursday. Oh, broke ass, stole a pack of bubble gum. But if you have a job where you're doing branding, or, you know, say like you're an artist or an actor or things like that, it's best just to keep your personal things personal. Just use your business pages and all those things, your social media. Use that for branding. Because to me, that's what I use it for. All my pages are just all entertainment. Now, I don't have a personal page, honestly, because my personal stuff won't make it out on social media. If I have a problem with somebody, I'm going to tell it to you. We're going to talk about it, me and you. I'm not going to put it out on social media talking about,
I totally agree. Oh, I totally agree with that. Oh, my gosh. My business, it was funny because I made this post, and it was so hilarious because I'm silly like that. And it was, getting married, I gave them the day, I gave them the time, and then at the end it said, bring a date, help, you know, laugh with me. So I had people that said, congratulations. I said, you didn't read the whole post, did you? And then my cousin who read the post, she goes, cuz this was the funniest thing I ever read because I know you don't post your business on Facebook. And so for people to know that and to know me, I'm like, see, that's what I'm talking about. They said, I knew it was a joke right out of hand because you don't never post your personal. I said, exactly. So I'm glad y'all know that. I said, y'all peep that. I don't post my personal stuff on here, so don't come at me when I'm posting, you know. And
right.
They're like, wow. And I started laughing. I was like, no, I don't do that. If I have something to say to someone, I'll say it to someone in my private. I'm not even saying it in, you know, relation if, like, we're out somewhere in the streets. I'm not doing that either. It's one-on-one because that's the respect part that people are lacking today. But that's the respect part that you need to have.
Right, right. And on that note, as we get ready to get up out of here, I'm going to say this. You ever just make a random post trying to say something slick or just something to get attention, to help build your brand, and then next thing you know, you get like five people in your inbox, oh, was you talking about me? If you don't get your little snaky ass up out of here, wasn't nobody talking about nobody. I was just saying in general. Now, if your ass can generally relate to that slick shit, that's on you. Yeah, I'll be getting that. Oh, my goodness. I'll be getting that. So all right, you got any last words or shout-outs before we get up out of here?
I don't. Nobody better not come in my inbox doing that bullshit. They will get deleted and blocked. But
absolutely.
I'm a quick blocker. Absolutely. So here's my quote for tonight, people. Absolutely. Listen, here's my quote for tonight. Fuck all y'all who don't agree. Weed is good all the time. And all the time, weed is good. Let the hood say a gram. And I'm good.
A gram. Wow, that's how you doing this tonight. That's how you doing this. All right.
I'm doing it tonight.
On that one, we're just going to fade on out. My search made out. Smoke weed every day.